So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. Tick, if that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch will choose it, love her, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the
what up?
Pimp,
yo, pimp. It's real pimp shit, right?
Yeah.
I was like advised. Oh, yeah, love it. I was advised. Don't sing, Bill. Like when the intro is coming through, like don't sing.
Who hating on a singer?
Somebody I live with. And I said that's why I put out an IG the other day. I was like, I wanted to buy a. I thought about buying a karaoke machine, and then I was like, I am the karaoke machine.
Yeah.
That's why I sing. Yeah, and then I was thinking, if you don't like my singing, go to another podcast.
I mean, Benny the Butcher said, your haters be your biggest fans.
Absolutely. I concur.
You know?
I concur. Angry Algorithms in the building.
Yeah, we back.
President and Prime Minister.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
It's sticking.
I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
Traction's out there.
Yeah. Numbers going up.
Fans don't lie. This last week was the first one that we had more than the previous week. More clicks.
Yeah. It's only going to get better.
It's called market correction. It's like when the stock market goes down and then comes back up. It's called market correction.
Yeah. That's just what happened, you know what I mean, this week.
That's the fans correcting themselves.
Yeah.
Look, we know we fucked up. And this is you. I'm talking to y'all.
I mean, it's undeniable heat anyway.
Right.
They can't deny this.
They know when. Oh, that was the other thing. It was like, you don't have to tell everybody you're in the fucking building every week. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know why? Because they know. They know when we're in the building because it's a presence.
We're going to let you know we're in a fucking building.
It's a presence. The consonant blend.
Matter of fact, we're not in the building. We're in your ass.
Oh, all homo.
Yeah.
Get it.
Fast forward. No pause.
Right.
Shit. Fuck wrong with y'all.
I didn't have an angry algo this week until like 10 minutes before I got to the studio.
Yeah.
So I pull up out front and it's like the whole fucking street is wide open. And then some lady like pulls up right in front of me and then, uses her, every bit of her, onboard camera to back up and back right up. I'm like, oh my God, this hooker's going to fucking back right up into us.
Yeah.
She didn't. And then, a couple minutes later, somebody else pulls up behind us, and I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going to get boxed in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, back up a little bit so we don't get boxed in. And then what's the lady in front of us do? She backs up more.
Mm.
Then I'm Nick Fury is coming out. I'm starting to feel it. It's like in my chest, it's bubbling. And I'm like, I'm gonna get out.
Yeah. Mind you, it's no other cars parked.
No. The whole street is wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even necessary. And then so she gets out and I'm like, yo lady, what the fuck, dude? And I was like, we backed up. So, and then she goes, well, I realized that there's a yellow, the curb is yellow, like right in front of me. And I'm like, right. That's why we didn't park there. Fuck face.
Yeah. Find somewhere else.
Right. It's like,
that's simple.
So that makes me angry. Like fucking when the parking lot, or that's like comparable, I would think, to like when the whole bathroom, like you're out at a ballpark or fucking at a bar or something and all the urinals are open and then you get the guy that comes up right next to you.
Oh no, I never had that
and
experience.
You're like, Or a bar stool, the whole bar's open, and he comes over, and then, you know, you never even met the guy, and he proceeds to give you his whole life story in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the bar's for, but not the urinal situation.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going that far. I've never had a guy give me his life at the urinal.
Nah, but, I mean, if somebody's sitting next to you at the bar, that's...
That's different?
Yeah, that's different than somebody coming next to you whipping a meat out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little awkward. You know,
almost as awkward if he would whip his meat out at the bar.
Yeah,
like gives his whole life story. He's like,
Yeah, nah, that's a dangerous situation right there.
What's on your mind other than cold cuts?
that's when you gotta take the beer bottle, smash that shit, and I mean,
the plastic one that I used at the Eagles game.
Yeah, yeah, that shit bounced right back.
Oh man.
I got an angry algorithm of the week.
All right, good. What do you got?
Mine is politicians pandering to black people.
Excellent. I think I have the same angry algo. Go ahead.
I seen this guy. He was running for president.
What's his name? Tom Steyer?
It's Tom Steyer, yes. Man. He was in South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Was.
And he was dancing.
He was showing up.
He was dancing on the stage to Juvenile's Back That Ass Up.
With Juvenile.
With Juvie.
Right. With Juve the Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It was nasty, man. And Juvie, he censored the Back That Ass Up.
Right.
But... So he said the one lyric, it was like, I know you do it, yeah, on the dick, yeah. And Tom Steyer is just sitting there doing his you know.
Would you have? I would have edited it too if Tom Steyer was doing.
No, but Tom Steyer was dancing right there doing his white man dance with the, you know, they put their hands up and then they got the shock face on like they just walked into a room and they seen their wife banging some dude, like, you know. Just like, oh my God. And he just bouncing up and down.
Welcome to the Cuck Olympics.
Bouncing up
featuring
and down.
Featuring your host, Tom Steyer.
He did all that shit, right?
Yeah. And he didn't break eye contact with the camera the whole time.
All that shit.
He knew where the camera was.
All that shit. And guess who won that state?
Not Joe Biden. Not him.
Joe Biden. So yeah. You sold out for all these black people to vote for you, and they ain't even vote for your dumbass.
Right.
And then you drop out a couple days later.
He took third.
Yeah.
He may not have won the popular vote, but he won our hearts.
Nah, he ain't won mine. He ain't won mine, man. You not, like, I don't get it. It's an insult, man. Yeah. It's an insult.
The part that creeped me out is that Tom Steyer has creepy pastor stare.
I've never heard of this dude a day in my life until...
He's the one on TV all the time with the commercials. I'm Tom Steyer.
Yeah, I don't watch...
And Pete Donald Trump, and he's got like that... not quite as deadpan or flat as Mike Bloomberg. I think that guy's a robot.
Yeah.
Tom Steyer might be like a hybrid, like almost a human, half bot.
Half human, half bot?
Half bot.
Are you bot or not?
Speaking of creepy pastors, I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, in Virginia Beach.
I fuck with weddings.
Yeah, me too.
It depends on who getting married, though. If it's boring people, then...
This will be a good time.
Okay.
This will be a good time.
I fuck with weddings.
They throw down.
Shout out to my boy. His wedding was great. And yeah. My boy Ray, his wedding was great, too. He had his wedding at... in Berlin, was Lucian's?
Yeah.
Ray had his wedding there, and he had his wedding in Punta Cana.
Oh, like a destination, John.
Oof. That one was lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day.
Dark liquor?
All types of liquor.
All of it.
Yeah.
Did you drink any of that poison liquor?
Nah. that wasn't liquor. That was coke. They was doing coke out there.
Oh, okay.
When we was out there, you know, if you want to get weed or some shit like that, you got to ask the resort, the staff. So we got this one guy like, yo, where the, you got some weed?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, meet me, you know, by the pool at 10 o'clock tonight. I'll have some.
Meet me for a rendezvous.
It was the worst weed I ever seen in my life. And this motherfucker tried to charge us like, I don't know, probably like $100
for a pair of shoes.
For like, it wasn't, it... It wasn't even a quarter.
Three pair of shoes and a sandal.
Yeah, it wasn't even just a quarter.
One. I'm just like, one, not even both of them.
So mind you, it's like seven of us.
Yeah.
And we looking at the dude, he like, yeah, give me $100. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, I'm not fucking playing with you. Like, we're going to give you $30 and you're going to take that and that's it.
Right.
Like, and you were and back
30,
in
the 30 American.
30 American dollars. Right. And that's overpaying for that shit.
Right.
Like, this shit is worth $5 in the States, dog. What are you talking about? We not stupid.
Right.
And he was like, no, come on, buddy, $60. And then I stepped to him. I was kind of swole at that time. So I was, you know, I flexed on him. I made a move and I'm like, yo, you going to take this $30.
Yeah.
And my man, he was fucking with him. He like, yo, where the Coke at? He's like, oh, you want Coke too? Here, I got this too.
Yeah.
And we like, nah, fuck out of here, man. We ain't taking no Coke. If the weed is this bad, the Coke going to be just as worse.
Yeah.
But don't nobody do Coke, man. Fuck that. We ain't off that.
No, missed that wave.
That was a great time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great time. I died and came back. The secret is you got to, like, them all-inclusive resorts. Yeah. A lot of people, when they go there, they just drink liquor, because it's all free.
Yeah.
But whenever you ask for a drink, you got to tell them to bring a bottle of water with it. So every time you get a drink, drink a bottle of water.
I thought you died. I thought you were giving secrets to dying and coming back.
No. I definitely passed out. I got too much alcohol.
A couple secrets for dying and coming back.
Too much alcohol, man. Like I was out, man. Yeah. I missed the. I was in the wedding and I missed the. I missed the rehearsal.
That doesn't count.
I missed the rehearsal. I was fucked up. They couldn't wake me up.
Yeah.
So but then after the rehearsal was over, man, I popped up like fucking Tyson Fury in the first Wilder fight.
Yeah, that anxiety. You were like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to take it down. Let me get a little nap.
Pop right up. I was back like I never left.
Did like Europe. Let me take a little siesta. I'm going to do a little siesta.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh, shit. This is the trick right here, man. You just drink water. It's about balance, man.
Yeah, a little pickle juice
life
or something.
Life is about balance.
Yeah.
Liquor, water.
I got a story. It's a little... Mine's... I was going to say slightly different, but completely different.
Yeah.
So, my buddy Mikey Jr. was getting married. This is like probably summer, but right before I met you. And I just moved back from North Carolina, and he was getting married. And it was like a destination wedding. It was like in Bensalem. So there was like a bunch of us. So I was in the wedding, and I had to go up and do the, like, you know, do the rehearsal shit. So... we left Friday, like Friday afternoon. I didn't have a room at the hotel. And we go up. I drove up with Mikey's parents. And we go check in at the hotel. Then we go to the rehearsal dinner. We start drinking. Then we go back to the hotel, continue drinking. And then at some point, I introduced myself to one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And we hit it off. And then she lived probably like 10, 15 minutes from the hotel or whatever and was like, you know, do you want to go back to, go back to my house or whatever?
Absolutely.
Yes, have some. So we take off. We go to her house. It's probably like 2:33 in the morning at this point. Schmammered up, making out. And then her sister comes home. And sister comes in the room, whatever. So sister introduces herself. And at this point, I'm like, damn, sister's kind of way cooler.
Yeah. It sounded like a naughty America scene or some shit. What's going on?
Like a little, she seemed like more like my speed. Like the other girl was like cookie cutter, like plain Jane.
Oh, so you like the sister now. The sister was a little bit wild.
She was a little more hippie chic, if you will.
Yeah.
So... Whatever, hang out, get high with the sister, smoke weed, whatever. And then at this point, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, and I'm pretty sure she was like, my parents are coming home or something. I'm like, all right, well, look, this is obviously not happening at this point. I'll just take it down. And then she, obviously, like I said, she was a bridesmaid, so she had to get up the next morning and then go get their hair all done.
Yeah.
And the bride was staying at the same hotel or whatever. So she's like, I'll give you a ride back to the hotel in the morning. I'm like, all right, wake me up in the morning. So probably about 6:30, 7 o'clock-ish, excuse me, she wakes me up. She's like, come on, I'll take you back to the hotel. I'm like, all right, cool. So when we go down the steps, we go from upstairs, we go down the steps, and it leads to the kitchen, and then immediately to the right is the back door. So as I'm coming out the steps, I go to make the right, and she was leading the way, the girl. She was in front of me, so I hear her go, oh, good morning, Daddy. And I look to my left, and there's the dad drinking coffee, reading the newspaper. Morning, Daddy, this is Billy. He's in the wedding, too. He'll be there tonight. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And I didn't. I just kind of, like, did a head nod, and then
exit stage left.
Right on out. And I'm like, fuck, dude. So fast forward, we get back to the hotel, and it's August. It's like July, August. It's hot as fuck. It's in the morning. You know what I mean? So it's like 6, 7:30 at this point.
Yeah.
Back to the hotel. And I'm like, I'll just hang out, fucking eat some of this bullshit continental breakfast and read the paper, wait for people to wake up, get changed, whatever. So I do that for probably about fucking 20 minutes. And then I'm like, it's too hot, dude. I'm going to go. Let me go to the pool. Now, mind you, I'm in pants, so I don't know where the fuck I thought that that was a good idea, but it wasn't. I'm also going commando, no undies. But I'm like, it's too hot. I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I jump in, pantsless, take a dip, if you will.
Yeah.
And at this point, I get out of the pool, put my pants on the thing, grab a fucking towel, and I go out and sit on the bench. Well, I'm fucking passed out, dude. Cause the next thing I know, I'm waking up and I hear the fucking maid running the fucking vacuum, dude. Boom, boom, hits my fucking leg twice. And then I look down, balls on bench, dude, totally nude, with like a fucking hand towel just draped over my thigh. And I go,
Well, why was you naked? You ain't have a room. You was just what?
Yeah.
You was just butt ass.
Butt ass naked, dude.
In the hotel lobby?
Not like the vestibule part, but like maybe 65 feet from the lobby. Mm. Not even. Yeah, I don't. Well, I was partying all night, dude. I don't have no excuses, bro. Balls on the wall.
Damn.
Yeah, so I look and I'm like, where's my fucking pants, dude?
Yeah.
And no pants. Fucking cleaning lady must have thrown them out or whatever.
She sucked them in her.
In the vacuum. Yeah. That's the noise that woke me up. So I fucking take off. I run down the hallway with my loincloth.
Yeah.
And I fucking go down to Mikey Senior's. I'm like, I fucking banging on the door. I'm like, Mikey Senior, fucking let me the fuck in. Let me the fuck in. They're going to throw me out fucking naked out here, dude. And then him and his wife were in there, and fucking I hear Miss Eileen. She's like, what the fuck is that? He's like, who the fuck you think it is? It's a goddamn devil. It's fucking Billy. And she's like, what the fuck is he talking about? And she's like, fucking running around naked or something. And she's like, well, yeah, so what's different than anywhere else?
Yeah.
Fucking little creeps always running around naked. Yeah, fucking balls on the bench, dude.
Shit.
Shot out. Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never been butt naked running around in a fucking hotel. Nah.
That I didn't even have a fucking room at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some sick shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You was good though. You was at the chick house and she brought you back to the hotel and then you just got naked.
I mean, I was naked at her house too, but
yeah,
like,
I know, but
it
you
was hot, bro.
You didn't walk down the steps and say hi to her pops, neck, butt ass.
Nah,
you had clothes on.
Correct.
So when you got to the hotel, that's when you decided to take your clothes off.
I said it was August.
You was off that dust.
That was off something.
That wet.
Fucking something. Probably Xanax. Fucking benzos.
Yeah, it's something.
It was a benzo breakdown.
That PCP.
Nah, not at that time. Fucking, yeah, that shit was crazy, dude. Then Falker, Pretty Ricky, fucking had to, he disappeared. Like, so then fast forward, the wedding, so then the wedding was like pretty unremarkable. Like, not that, it wasn't anything that made
the wedding, you know. The wedding wasn't lit?
Nah.
No?
Not really.
That's whack.
Yeah.
Why not? DJ was whack.
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
You didn't catch the garter belt.
Nope.
I caught that one time at my cousin's wedding. I was
probably out in the parking lot catching the drug belt with all the fucking drugs that fell out of people's pockets.
I was 16. I was 16 at my cousin's wedding, right?
Yeah.
And they threw the bouquet, and some chick caught it, and then they threw the garter belt.
Yeah.
And the chick who caught it, this was my first wedding that I went to. So I'm like, all right, I'm having a good time. Hey, it's time to throw the garter belt. They throw it. The shit lands, and it's like a fucking grenade. All the guys just spread out the way, was just looking at it. So I'm like, let me go pick this shit up. Walked over, scooped, picked it up. I'm 16. Then I realized they
It was Lizzo.
Yeah.
No. Was it? Yeah.
Yep.
Dude.
Big giant woman, man.
You're like, fuck it, dude. I'm doing it.
They like, yo, you gotta put this on her leg. I'm like, huh? I'm like, man, I ain't doing that, man. Somebody else take this shit. Hey, I'm too young.
Yeah,
that's when I played the young card.
I'm too young.
You gotta know when to play your cards, man.
Yeah, that's true. Know your audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I threw that shit out real quick. Like, nah, that was the first and last.
You threw it in the trash.
That was the first and last time I ever caught the garter belt.
Yeah,
yeah, never again.
Nah, I don't have any. I never caught the garter belt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember one wedding, fucking Hoag's wedding. Hoag's cousin was getting married, and I guess it was like a half hour before the fucking wedding. He called me. He's like, yo, go do a grab and go stop. Go to the hood. You know what I mean? Grab a couple. I got the money when you get here.
Yeah.
So like the first hour and a half of that wedding was terrible because I was a fucking geek. Like, yeah, it's fucking horrible, as the Spanish would say. Yeah, el horrible. Terrible.
Yeah, and he wedding in DR, man, it was outside. And shit, by the time the reception hit,
yeah,
I just had pants on, shirt was off.
Wow, that's weird. So you're you questioned my not wearing pants or underwear.
This was a destination wedding.
So was I. Mine was too. Your destination was a lot farther.
We was on the island, man.
Yeah, I was on Ben Salem Island.
Shirt was off all week.
Fucking chest hairs out.
Yeah, I was cut up though.
Taco meat Sal.
I was in the best shape of my life, man. Out there with the shirt off, getting it in.
Yeah.
On the dance floor.
Having a time of your life.
Drinking the mama Juanas.
Sand in between my toes.
The mama Juanas. They said you drink the mama Juanas, they supposed to get you horny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, nice. I don't need that. Any liquor.
Got that seahorse.
Any liquor.
Got that Irish seahorse or whatever the fuck you were drinking.
The Irish Seaboss.
Seaboss. Oh, give that. Hold up. Bobby T, this is for you. Give me the rundown. So they were asking.
Oh, black seed oil.
Okay. Black seed oil.
Irish Seaboss plus bladder whack.
Bladder whack.
And the, what's the other one? Soursop leaf.
Soursop leaf. There you go, Bobby T.
Take all them right there. Gonna have you right.
You'll be ready for it. You'll be ready for a destination wedding in no time.
You won't catch that Rona.
Nope.
I'll tell you that.
No coronavirus
your
here.
Your immune system gonna be strong as shit.
It did hit Africa. I saw that.
It was
Morocco.
It was two Chinese people and one white person.
Morocco.
No black people got it.
No young people either. It's all sick. Most of them are 50 and over.
Yeah. Fuck them.
No babies. No kids.
Yeah.
They're coming after it's. That's, man. That's the most racist disease ever. Just coming for old people.
It's ageist.
Yeah, ageist. Yeah, age elitist. It's just coming for the old people. It's like fuck your Medicare. You're gonna die.
Yeah, man.
Roner.
Until some black people get it, man. That look like me. Shit, I ain't worried about that shit.
Yeah.
But I was wondering about that. Like, is the Chinese stores like the business going down?
What, in the hoods?
Everywhere, yeah.
In the hood. Chinese store, yeah, for like, sure.
Are people still getting Chinese food?
People aren't drinking Coronas.
Yeah.
People aren't drinking Coronas. True. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, Taylor's here.
Yeah,
Taylor. Taylor almost didn't make it tonight.
Yeah, he just showed up.
Called in through the window.
Yeah.
Locked himself out and shit.
Yeah. He was
smoking too much Reggie.
Yeah, I thought it was Taylor pulling up in front, right in front of me, and I was like, no, no, it's not him. I mean, that ain't him.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming tonight, Taylor.
Yeah, play his fuck up.
Yeah. Thanks, Taylor.
You're the one that's walking around hotels naked, so you tell me.
Hey, man, he was rocking out with his cock out.
Oh, I got one for you. So,
oh, another naked story.
No, this is way creepier. So, we're still trying to determine if this story's actually true. So, Joe, the owner here, one of the owners here, fucking posted a story the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm all over this. So, there's this guy out in Montana, in Butte.
Montana.
But with an E, Butte, Montana. Hmm? And apparently he's had a beef jerky, John, for a beef jerky business for 44 plus years. Fantastic, they say. It's world renowned. So you got to go. If you're in fucking Montana, you got to go out and see fucking Jack Schapper. Well, I don't know what the fuck the guy's
that
name was.
That jerky.
So they said, go see this guy. He's got the best. He's got the goods.
That turkey jerky.
So... apparently, a Jack Links or whatever, they're like the big manufacturer for beef jerky. They set the jerky bar.
Yeah.
He was in the town or whatever, and they were like, you know, go see fucking whatever, yeah. Jeremy Schapp's dad.
See him, go check him out. Check out his jerky.
So he goes and he's like, oh my God, this is fucking great, dude. This is fucking fantastic jerky. Like, I got to bring...
The fuck you got in this?
Let me cop a couple of these.
Like, yo, you put your foot in this?
And sure enough, he takes it back to the lab, and guess what? The results came back. It was humane. It was human.
Mm.
Human jerky.
Human jerky. So he did put his foot in it. Well, not his, but somebody else's.
Correct. So the guy at the lab was like, no fucking way, dude. And they're like, do it again. So they test it again.
But how so the lab just like, oh, this is human meat, like human flesh?
Well, it said that at first they deduced that it wasn't cow.
It wasn't animal. Okay.
It wasn't animal. And then they're like, and then they run another lab test, I guess.
Trying to get, see if it was turkey, pork.
It's not poultry.
Yeah.
And it's not fish jerky. And now we know that it's human.
This is mammal.
Mammal. It's a mammal jerky. Then I guess they sent it to an independent lab.
Yeah.
And then the independent lab was like, well, guess what? Turns out your scientist is not an idiot. And that was human. So they fucking go lock the guy up or whatever. And then... through an investigation, they said, well, as it turns out, he was listening. He would, every couple of years or whatever, would put advertisements for seasonal help.
Mm.
Yeah.
Killing the hope.
Some of them didn't even last the whole season.
Shit.
Yeah. Three missing persons. That's what they said. Three missing persons, and then the guy was serving human meat.
I wonder if he had a weight limit, like he was getting fat people.
I don't know, man. I'd like to say.
He had to get some people with meat on their bones.
The most disturbing part was, though, that they said that's when law enforcement was able to put two and two together. And I'm like, two and two? I'm like, fucking three people are dead, dude. Two plus one.
Did they have local police get him, or the feds had to come in and do that shit? Because the local police, they not ready for no shit like that. Not out in Butte, Montana.
Do they even have local police?
They might not.
Like that Alaska State Troopers, takes you fucking 48 days to get there. It's
they might have just state boys out there.
They took a sled dog out there.
Cause
a mush.
The town they can't afford the cops.
Probably.
So they just got state boys.
Human jerky meat, dude.
Shit.
Hello, Clarice.
That's some sick ass shit.
Put solution on its fucking skin. It gets the hose again.
Yeah, he got the motherfuckers in the hole and shit, man.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Damn.
Or it gets the hose again.
Can you imagine that, going on Craigslist looking for a job and then, yeah.
And then you end up as the chili?
You end up, you end up mystery meat. Meat of the day. The new flavor of the week.
It puts the lotion on its skin. or it gets the hose again.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me. Yeah. I'd fuck me. Oh, you see our bitch Nikki was in the joint past 24 hours or something. Her
Nicki
husband.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Yeah, her husband is a
failed to register as a sex offender.
He a rapist.
That's a good look.
He got back in 95. Like, what the fuck? How old is this dude?
He was 16 at the time. It's a buddy.
Oh, he was 16?
Yeah. Okay.
Damn, he old as shit.
He tried to at knife point.
How old is Nikki? Is Nikki 40 yet? She's probably like 37, 38. Some shit like that.
Nikki. Not a good look, dude.
Nah. I mean, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Nicki Minaj, man, at all.
I just thought it was fitting.
Yeah, I mean.
Just when she thought her career was resurrected.
Yeah.
You married a fucking scumbag. And then thought nobody was going to find out.
And she had this post talking about, a lot of guys hating on my man. He don't even handle Instagram. I just show him what the blogs are saying about him and this and that, and he's laughing. And then somebody says, well, when you're a sex offender, you're not allowed to have social media.
Oh.
She deleted the post.
Take it down. 30. Yeah, she is 37. Says 37? December 8th, 82.
Yeah, man. She too old. She just be acting real goofy, like just bird shit. She's a bird.
Yeah.
Like she's a straight hood rat bitch that never matured.
Correct.
Like I
would agree with that.
I don't have no time for Nikki.
Nah. Mm-mm. Not now. Not ever. Not then. Mm-mm. Not at any.
And then her biggest fans are a bunch of gay dudes that act the same way.
Yeah, and they're not even cool gay dudes.
Talking shit online.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call them gay dudes. I would call them just gay trolls.
Nah, I don't know what they identify as. It's 2020. You never know. What's your pronoun?
Do trolls have pronouns?
I identify as a troll. Maybe. Mm. Under the bridge.
Under the bridge troll.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of them in my life. I've met a couple of bridges under the troll.
What? You said bridges under the troll.
Whatever, dude. I only drank half a super coffee, man.
Oh, that's what that shit is. That's the first time I've seen that. I ain't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Yeah, I've had him here for about 7 episodes.
Nah, I've never seen that.
Oh, I don't bring
right
it in
there.
Sometimes. Maybe.
Yeah, you don't know. You've never brought it in.
That's why I didn't have an anxiety poop before tonight's show because I usually leave them in the car. So maybe that's why Taylor only did half a super coffee tonight.
Need a sponsorship.
I should.
Yeah.
I could probably. I don't know. Yeah. Or just fake. What did Bobby tell us to do? Fuck. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Super coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen this shit before. It looked like a muscle milk.
What makes it super?
The name.
Yeah, protein and MCT oil.
Oh.
It was on Shark Tank. Local dudes made it.
I heard of MCT oil.
So it was like a couple college kids or whatever. One of them, my cousin coached one of them. And they were all like, do a lot of Red Bulls and shit like that before the games or practice or whatever. And then
it's 200 milligrams of caffeine.
So it's the same as a cup of coffee.
Equal to 2 cups of coffee.
Same thing. And then, but they were getting burned out. So it's like, you know, like the crash after drinking a Red Bull and stuff. So I guess there was 3 brothers. One of them was like a chemist or something like that. And I don't know, they came up with this formula or whatever, so it's like less crash, I guess, like a healthier. And then they took it to fucking Shark Tank, and I think they bought in for like 15 mil or something.
I didn't know if it was like a more caffeine potent drink versus like, well, I guess it's technically like protein coffee.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, so sometimes it's kind of like a little gross because it's a little chalky, like when you're drinking one of them muscle milks or shits like them. Although, I'll be honest, I've never actually had a muscle milk, so I'm just assuming that that's what it tastes like, because that's what I've been told.
Muscle milk tastes, it's like a protein shake.
All right, so then I imagine
it tastes like a milkshake.
Yeah, you just gotta shake it up properly.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you've never had a protein shake before.
No.
You probably never even had a gym membership before, have you?
No, for what? Why? It sounds like a waste of money.
Oh man, I was in the gym, right?
Why would you pay money for doing all the regular stuff that you could do at your house? Herschel Walker is jacked and that dude never lifted a weight in his life.
That's not true.
Well, he's black.
It's not true? What, that he never lifted, or he's jacked, or that he never lifted a day?
He's black, though.
I heard it was all he ever did was calisthenics.
He probably did.
Calisthenics and fucking prison hookups.
All you gotta do is push-ups, pull-ups, dips.
I've seen it. I've seen dudes when I was down. Swole. Fucking jacked, dude. It's like cartoon character. Like, yeah. What? I didn't even know there was muscles. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, not no homo, but like, damn, dude. Fuck. Wowzer.
Like, yo, you all right. You know?
Man, you're getting all that from from those trays? Man, they're like, yeah, dude, that dude ain't missed a tray in 15 years. I'm like, yeah, it looks like it, dude. Shit.
You just say wowzers?
Wowzers. Yeah, I probably slipped one in there. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, they were feeling the love. Taylor's like, they're like, oh, Taylor's getting comfortable with you guys too. That's the most he talked. I said, yeah, because he's part of the team, man. Fucking yeah.
Taylor gang,
dude.
Yeah.
Taylor almost dropped the ball. I thought he wasn't coming, and I was like, oh, dude. Oh, dude.
That fucking Tom, man.
Tom's coming back.
Tom.
Tom.
Tom, if you're listening, man.
If you're listening, we love you, but we'd prefer Taylor in the chair.
Yeah, man. You and fucking Tom Steyer. Get the fuck out of here. Back that ass up.
Back your ass up out of Taylor's chair.
Joe's definitely making him listen to this now.
Yeah, for sure. Oh fuck, it's all love. What the fuck else you got going on, man? What you got plans? Oh yeah, Juju, Justin's daughter's racing indoor track finals nationals.
Yeah, that's weekend. Next that's next weekend.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
that's next weekend. We go on to the indoor nationals.
Yeah,
in Maryland. That's gonna be fun. Landover.
It's gonna be fun.
I mean, all you gotta do is get top eight in the event. She's all American.
Yeah.
So
we know that's coming.
I mean, it's not going to be easy. I'm getting her mentally motivated right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we in the house. She's going to practice every day, but I have her in the house doing pull-ups and shit.
Right.
Just having her mentally.
What, you don't have a gym membership for her?
No. she's too young for that. I go to the gym just to get away sometimes too. Just to look at the girls.
That's true. I do the same with at the rink. I go to the rink to get away.
Look at the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, lift some weights. Well,
there's no girls there, but yeah.
Yeah, but I was in the gym and I seen this guy. It's like an older, he's probably in his 40s, but he had his son there. His son looked like he was about 11, 12, 13 maybe. But his son looked a little sweet. And I'm like, oh, look at this guy, man. He's, you know, got his son in here in the gym. He's probably trying to, you know, beef him up, like,
yeah,
get him a little tough or some shit. You know, maybe he thinks he's gay and he's, you know, he could probably use the weights to lift the gay out of him or some shit. I don't know. I don't know what dads like that think.
Is that like a Mike Pence plan? Pray the gay away?
He's yeah.
Like,
just definitely Mike Pence plan.
Yeah, just get him in the gym, dude.
Yeah, so I'm like, all
right. Lift that right on out.
So I'm on the... Yeah, don't do squats.
That was good. Yeah, right.
So I'm on the leg press machine, right?
Yeah.
And they're like on the machine in front of me doing some, I don't know, like some shoulder shit. And the leg press machine, you sitting down and you got your feet, you got your feet on the thing and you just push it forward.
Right.
So, but when I'm on that, my shorts, they go up.
Uh-oh.
And they bunch up, and like I guess you could see my bulge.
Okay.
So you know I'm doing it. I'm in my zone, and then I look up and I see the dad. You know, zoned in on my bulge.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, he got the gay from you.
Hereditary gay.
You passed it down.
Oh.
Like, oh, okay.
That didn't show up in my 23andMe.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I was like, man, this is it's a crazy world out there, man.
Well, I got good news for the fans. We got I go pick up the merch tomorrow.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so we'll have some merch.
Got them shirts. You got to post the shirts, man. Show the design.
I'm going to post them when I go pick them up, and then I have them in my possession. I didn't want to, like, lead people on like I've been known to do.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's already set in motion. You already paid for it, so.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, you might as well just post up the fucking design and shit.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah. Tomorrow. We're out here.
Y'all nigga move them shirts. Y'all nigga move them shirts.
I tried to put it up last week. I was like, yo, it was definitely a typo, but I played it off like it wasn't. I was like, anybody that needs anything larger than a 2XL shirt, let me know, because I'm ordering T-shirts. Came out totally wrong.
Yeah.
And then my sister was like, T-shirts? I love it. And I was like, yeah, you're the first. Congratulations, you want a free shirt that I'm going to make you pay for. You won. And she was like, yeah, I tried to play it off, but no, yeah. It was definitely, it didn't work. T-shirts. Yeah,
man, grab them shirts, man.
Yeah. We got stickers, got fucking helmet stickers. Go to the State Wars tournament, everybody's going to get helmet stickers. I thought about getting them to the kids, too. I was like, and the wife was like, nah, dude, probably not appropriate. For the kids. And I was like,
yeah, I mean we get high school kids could listen to this shit.
Yeah, for sure. They probably already are. Yeah. In fact, I know quite a few of them that are.
Hopefully the high school kids listening to this, yeah, soaking up some game, man.
Yeah. Dropping jewels, gems. Yeah. Gems.
Don't pawn these gems.
No.
Save them.
Yeah, save them. They're like gold doubloons.
Yeah. They going how you say it? Appreciate and value.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not depreciate.
Yeah.
Like your car, as soon as you pull it out of the lot.
Yeah.
That's true, right? Did I say that? That's real? Your car depreciates as soon as you pull it out?
Hell yeah. Mm. Not that much, though. Because my man, he brought a fucking truck, and the shit was fucked up, and he gave that shit back in like 2-3 weeks.
So vaginas are like opposite. They don't depreciate when you pull out, right?
Nah, I mean, you just got to maintain them joints. All you got to do is maintain them, and they could stay good for a minute. Shit, did you see the...
vagina maintenance.
Did you see the old-ass granny?
Nah.
It was it was this old-ass lady in Louisiana, and I seen her on Twitter. And she was... she had some lingerie on, and she was, like, bending over, you know, showing her titties and shit, like, yo, if anybody wants to come over and fuck me, come on over, you know? But she had the OnlyFans too. You ever heard of that?
I've been seeing it a lot. Yeah. So what? The OnlyFans is like they make you pay. You have to pay or something.
It's like a porn site. Like you pay. You make your own porn and shit. Like girls be taking, you know, nude pictures and they post them up.
Okay.
Or they create their own porn videos.
You see my face right now.
And you just gotta pay for them. You know, this is. There's plenty of creeps out there, man.
So you're just paying exclusively to the lady?
Yeah, but I looked on her page. She got a lot of subscriptions, man.
Yeah.
She getting that money. She did it first to, I think it was like to pay for her son's surgery or some shit.
Sure.
And then, you know, it was popping off.
Just like Cam said, I know some RNs that's still stripper.
Yeah, here she goes right here.
My son's having surgery. Let me see.
Here she go.
Let me see this old bitty.
35 or older and in the New Orleans area, mm-hmm, and able to come during the daytime.
Yeah, come in the day because I'm old as fuck.
Preferably
and sleep
in the
early
morning. Mm-hmm. And I'll show you a good time.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah.
We have new lingerie.
She got the lingerie on. I was getting kind of turned on watching this show.
Clearly, like you're not even you turn the joint around. I can't even see her.
Oh, my bad, because the
everybody there it wants is to fuck a sexy older woman.
Look at her.
Sexy, and I am older.
Yes, she is.
So come on over, honey.
How old would you say she is?
Oh, she's definitely
she's 75 at least.
Yeah, she's definitely an AARP card holder for sure.
A golden girl?
Yeah. Definitely. And then like if they did a reboot, she could get a job. She would probably be Blanche.
She the Terrytown girl. New Orleans.
Blanche was the hooker, right? Blanche was the one that slept with all everybody. That was her. If that's that lady for sure. Like if they do a reboot, ask Joe. Joe knows all the characters. He met that, didn't he have a he had a fucking Golden Girls Christmas sweater this year.
We need to get her on the show.
Well, Taylor's looking it up.
Terrytown girl.
Yeah. Blanche. that's her?
Yeah, that's her right there. Titties look all right, though. I ain't even going to hold you.
They're big as shit. What's her name? Terry what?
The Terrytown girl.
Terrytown
girl. She just got another fan, sounds like.
Yeah.
Terrytown girl.
I'm with it.
Wow.
I'm with it, man. I mean,
that's
crazy. I was thinking about looking up some GILF porn.
Granny.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, shout out to her, man. We living in a capitalist society, man.
Oh, how about this?
It's about that bread.
How about this? I got one for you. Last year, the most Googled porn, most searched porn was anime.
Oh yeah,
anime.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna say my man's name, but
you want that? His wave.
He told me he'd be on that anime porn. I'm like, what?
Yeah. My sister was like, yo, did you know that? She's like, maybe you could bring it up on the show. I was like, yeah, for sure. And she's like, do you think that that's weird? And I was like, well, no, not really. I mean, you have a whole generation of people that grow up watching fucking
anime.
Digimon and fucking Pokemon. So
fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Now they're catching all the Dragon Ball Z's in her mouth.
Yeah, and the titties. They got the Dragon Ball Z titties and shit, man.
Right.
Dragon Ball Z titties.
Yeah.
I remember we was kids. it was me and my brothers, right? We was online. I don't know what the fuck we was doing, but we searched up some porn.
Yeah.
And back in the day when you would search for porn, they had all the pop-ups and shit. Remember pop-ups?
Like ads?
Yeah, like pop-up like ad? It would be a new window, and it would just pop up like boom, boom, yeah. Boom, 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 and you couldn't control the shit. So we in the computer room, and you know the doors. No, home.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, parents is there. So right. We like, oh, shit, yo, we got to exit out. So it's like we trying to hurry up and virus. Exit out all this shit. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Cyrus the virus creeped in.
Yeah, we got caught.
Yeah.
We definitely got caught.
You're in here watching that.
it's fun times. Marge Simpson and shit. Yeah. Like, titties all out.
Oh, you were watching Simpsons porn?
Nah, that's what was popping up. It was like cartoon shit.
It was a Matt Groening virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think I was in like fifth or sixth grade.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Was in there fucking Mr. Burning it up.
Yeah, it was, you know, boys.
Simpsons porn.
Just boys being boys.
Cookie pop-up ads. Come get this cook. That's funny.
Yeah.
Shout out my boy T-Craft is hosting the Florida Cup again. It's a pretty big tournament. Went down a couple months ago and skated in the inaugural one. Doing big things down there. Doing big things, bro. Shout out Citrus Kings. Yeah, they got. I'm sending some merch down to them. They got. I mean, Florida's been showing us tons of love, man. So
yeah, shout out to Florida.
Shout out Florida Cup. Wilfredo, Tyler Craft, all them guys down there.
Shout out Florida man. Florida man always in the news.
Shout out anybody that's ever done your birth date and then Florida.
Yeah.
And then you see what kind of crazy article pops up.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy. They're nuts down there.
Yeah, that's a whole different world down there.
I seen a headline in a paper, local Florida paper, and they tell them Florida people you cannot shoot the coronavirus.
Yeah, they definitely got the straps on deck out there in Florida, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's an open carry state, Florida?
Hell yeah.
It was for George Zimmerman. I mean, it's different down there, dude. You can do whatever the fuck you want in a lot of places. Casey Anthony? Hell fuck. Yeah. How did that fucking dirty hooker get off?
Speaking of titties.
Yeah. How did she get off, dude? She fucking Googled chloroform 90 times. I might have Googled chloroform two, but not 90 times, and I also didn't have a kid.
Yeah, I definitely don't know how to spell that shit.
The craziest part is that then didn't she like have the kid in the trunk or something for a while? They thought.
She got a body in the trunk like Nori and Nas.
And then went to the party. While the kids, man, fuck her. Fuck her. Dirty, crusty bitch.
She free, right?
Yeah, she around. Yeah,
she's out there. She's still partying.
Probably on Tinder.
Damn.
Probably. What if you fucking Tindered and then, is that what it's called? Tinder, right?
Tinder, yeah.
What if you Tindered and then it was Casey Anthony? Do you swipe? You swiping that?
I mean, it depends on what she looked like.
I mean, she looks like Casey Anthony.
She's a murderer.
I don't remember what she looked
right
like.
Right here.
Nah, I ain't fucking with it.
He killed somebody.
She killed her kid.
I ain't fucking with it. I don't fuck with women that kill their kids.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
I mean, I would.
It's not motherly.
If I had one of those things, I would swipe just to see, like, if it was really her, and just to see if it's not like a catfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, I kind of want to see.
Like, oh, it is you.
Yeah, and take the guy from Dateline or Catch a Predator.
Next thing you know, you got her laying off the edge of the bed, and you got her with her mouth open.
With chloroform. Like, come here. Like, this cereal tastes funny. I'm like, yeah, chloroform.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Casey Anthony.
You fucking.
Shout out to Carmelo Anthony, man. He out there dropping buckets, man. They tried to get rid of him. He came back.
He came back from the dead, too.
He came back, man. He out Portland getting them buckets.
They're not doing shit.
Hey, man, he doing his. He getting his off, so that's all that really matters.
You got any shout-outs?
Nah.
Shout-outs. So I did check the
Interact. Shout-out to the hood.
All of them. I did check the interactive email. Nobody's on there. So if you guys want to... if you have thoughts for Angry Algos, like for your Angry Algorithm of the Week, you can either A, hit me up, or you can do it anonymously to at Angry Algos, ANGRYALGOS pod @gmail.com. Send your shit in, we'll read them out.
Yeah, or you could just slide in the DMs. Slide in the DMs and holler at us. Let us know. You know, give us some questions. You know, we could fix your life, man.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll fix your life, get you right.
Clean your pieces up. We'll put you back together.
Give us some fucking content to talk about. Some wild shit that
your mind.
You want to get some shit off your chest.
Right.
You know, let us know. We'll keep it a secret.
I'll tell you how to not end up naked in a hotel lobby.
Yeah, we'll give you like when you had Spanish class in high school and they gave you a Spanish name.
Oh.
Like, Michael, you will be Miguel. William, Guillermo.
That's Guy for short.
Yeah, man, we'll change your name to Guillermo and, you know, tell your story and give our thoughts on it.
Yeah. Shout out Mikey the Barber, you fucking dirty little weasel. 36 Mafia.
Mikey the Barber, he out there fucking people's heads up.
Nah, he does good work.
He good?
Yeah. Right. He's close. He's down by you.
Can he cut black hair, though?
I don't know. Ask him.
All right. Mikey the Barber.
My hair's brown. I don't know.
Can you cut black people hair?
Can you cut black people hair?
Can you do a nice fade? That's when you know you are a master barber.
Barbore.
Yeah.
Taylor, take us home. Cue us up, buddy.
Yeah, we out.
Love y'all. Bring it back next week. We'll be here.
She had never ever made a bitch name.